My name is Patrick Sheehan. My year there 34. Tipperary is my native home, not far from Galtymore. I came on his parents, but now they're lying low. And it's many a happy day I spent in the Glenowalow. My father died, I closed his eyes outside the cabin door. The landlord and the sheriff were there the day before, and then my loving brothers and sisters, three also, were forced to go with broken hearts from the Glenowalow. Bereft of home, oh, kith and kin, with plenty all around, I starved within my cabin and slept upon the ground. But cruel as my lot was, I ne'er did hardship know, till I joined the English army far away from Aloe. And rouse up there, said the corporal, you lazy Irish hound, why don't you hear, you sleepy dung, the call to arms round? Alas, I had been dreaming of days of long ago. I awoke before Sebastopol, but not in Aloe. I groped to find my musket, how dark I thought the night. Oh, blessed God, it was a night, it was a broad daylight. And when I found that I was blind, my tears began to flow. I longed for even a pauper's grave and the Glenowalow. Oh, a poor neglected mendicant, I wander through the streets, my 9 months' pension now being out, I beg from all I meet. Since I joined my country's tyrants, my face I'll never show. Among my kind old neighbors in the Glenowalow. Oh, blessed Virgin Mary, mine is a mournful tale. A poor blind prisoner here I am in Brixton's dreary jail, struck blind within the trenches where I never feared the foe, and I'll never see my home again in the Glenowalow. Now, Irish youths, dear countrymen, take heed of what I say. If you'll join the English ranks, you'll surely rue the day. And whenever you are tempted as soldiering to go, remember poor blind Sheehan from the Glenowalow.